about state of origin or state of residence.
This is Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Here we go. We started a conversation at 5 a.m. this morning. It was quite heated. It was quite deep. And I understand that we couldn't get to 2% of those that wanted to share their thought. But it's time now to get to it. I am not going to, you know, go through that long, long intro again on this conversation. So I'm just going to give you an abridged version of what we're talking about. So the Vice President, Yemi Osinbajo, was putting forward an old proposition. An old proposition because this conversation has always been there. It's not new. It's not a new conversation, okay? He was saying that, why can't we have, instead, certificate of residence or certificate of birth as part of our documentation in this country, as against certificate of indigene or state of origin? That's what Vice President Osinbajo was saying. That he said that, look, a lot is wrong with having certificate of origin or state of origin, because this entry in our documentation further divides us. This entry in our documentation further, you know, leave room for those who want to exploit our differences, those who want to exploit our fault lines, to have something to get hold of. Now, instead, he's saying, look, wherever you are born should be where you belong. Wherever you stay should be, you should be able to contest for any position. You should be able to benefit from anything right from wherever you stay, wherever you're staying right now, wherever you pay your tax, wherever, you know, you're born. So let's replace it with certificate of residence or certificate of birth as against state of origin or certificate of origin. But I asked some questions earlier on, and I said that, look, it's not a new argument. It's not a new proposition. No. But then I'd like to hear from you first, whether you agree with VP on this particular topic. Now, with this, if we're to go in this direction, do you think that it will pose a threat to settlers, the aborigines, the original people in such locality? Will it be a threat to their existence? Will it be a threat to their culture, their custom, their tradition? Does Nigeria need this right now in order to evolve into that egalitarian society that we all clamor for, into that society that thrives, into that society that gives everybody equal opportunity, into that society that will relegate tribal, ethnic, religious sentiment, just like you have in Rwanda, in Tanzania, in Singapore, and other largely, you know, heavily diversified countries or societies? Then, do you think that we're educated enough to be able to see beyond these fault lines of ours? It was a very rigorous conversation this morning. Like I said, this is 11 minutes past the hour already. Let's just jump right into it. There's no need for me to go into the long speech and plenty of examples we did in the morning. Let's jump right into it. 0700-993-993-993. Or just call the separate lines 01-277-0993, 01-277-1993, 01-277-2993, and 01-277-3993. Our female-only line is 01-465-7190 for female callers. That is 01-465-7190. WhatsApp is 0809-597-5805 on WhatsApp. That's 0809-597-5805. You can let me know what you think about our conversation on our live stream on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. We're live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3 as well. Twitter is at Nigeria Info FM. Let's get started. Please go straight to the point. And let me know what you think about changing that entry in our documentation as a country. Do you think it's important? Is it needed? Will it worsen the situation? Or to make it better? Let's talk then. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning.
This is Alex.
Welcome.
Sheriff, it won't work. I had some people call on your show earlier in the day that some people just believe that no government project. It cannot work. Let me tell you why.
Tell me.
Good. Without national orientation at the base of every government initiative, everything fails. Everything fails. And that is the same mistake our government has been making over the years, and we still continue to make those mistakes. Even the Naira redesign, the same thing. No engagement to the public, nothing. Somebody just picks up a mic and just yarns freely, okay? Like a karaoke kind of show, and then you expect things to be happening in the streets. It's impossible. It cannot work if national orientation fails. Last week, the NOA Director General was on air saying that a lot of government agencies right now are usurping the responsibilities of the national agency and national orientation, and they are making budgets for sensitization, which should actually be the job of the NOA. He said it yesterday, last week, that even now, right now, he feels strangulated. He's now carrying his files from department to department, trying to, work with the people, trying to convince them that this thing is my job. It will not work.
So let's assume, Alex, that engagement part will be taken care of. Do you think it will work?
I love that you've given me the opportunity to answer this question. There is a chance that it will work. However, it will not depend on empirical data. What will make somebody qualify for residence?
Exactly.
Is it just that you have an address there?
Exactly.
Is it that you have schools there for 10 years? Is it that you have to list out all of these things in clear detail so that when I look at it, just looking at the paper, I know that I am from Lagos State. That's it.
All right, Alex. Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. Let's look at CJ. CJ is in Ogun. CJ, hi. Good morning to you.
Yeah, Mr. Sheriff. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yes, based on our topic this morning and the recommendation made by the Vice President.
Right.
For me, I don't think it's going to work.
Okay.
That it will work.
Okay.
In the sense that, you see, Nigeria is not a nation. We are a country with different diversity, culture, tribes, and ethnicity. If it was 50 years ago when we had the regions, probably it might work. Before they divided Nigeria from region to 12 states to 1921, and we are now 36. Even if you go to Akwa Ibom today, there are some people in Akwa Ibom, the Anam people, the Oron, they are even want their own state. Just like the Onese is telling this man that that the sympathy A, that when he comes, that they want another state. So it's not going to work.
Okay.
Are you with me?
I'm with you. I'm listening
to you. It's not going
to work
because of our diversity. If it were 50 years ago, probably.
But is it not because of the diversity that should make this work?
It's because of who we are. We are not. I don't think we have gotten to that stage now.
So you're talking about enlightened minds now. Yeah, enlightenment.
The enlightenment is not there. Let me tell you. There was some time I applied for this Lagos State Neighborhood Watch.
Yeah.
Do you know, during the interview, I was supposed to get that job. One of the supervisors asked me, where did I come from? I told him. He said, you are not a Yoruba person. What am I doing in Lagos? Can you see? I did not get that job. So we are not yet right for
that. That person that asked you that, was he in charge of recruitment? Was he?
Yes, he was in charge. Yes, he was in charge.
Okay.
That happened at Agege Stadium.
All right. I don't know much about Neighborhood Watch, but I want to say, CJ, on your behalf. Hold on, CJ. Okay, thank you. I think you've made your point then. I'm not saying that you're wrong. I mean, that's very likely. And I don't know much about Neighborhood Safety Corps, but if you are not a Yoruba person and you are working with Neighborhood Safety Corps, I think it'll be right for you to correct that notion. Sunday, let's hear you. Sunday, hi. Good morning to you.
Sheriff, good morning. Good
morning to you.
In fact, I would have loved the idea, but one thing I want to tell us that we are in a country where hatred has been taking over. There is no how you speak Hausa language that an Hausa man will not know. There is no how an Igbo man will speak Yoruba language that a Yoruba man will not know. So we are in a country where religion has separated us, it will never work. Because what about the name? You see? So the best thing is that God should choose a leader that will bring us together. And then we will forget about the past.
So that's the thing, right? That's the thing.
Yeah,
if a leader comes now and tries... Hold on, Mrs. Sunday. If a leader comes now and tries to bring us together, what you have said now will still be said at that time, that it will not work. So do you honestly still think that this is on a leader?
Let me come. Let's just say what happened during the election. You understand what I mean? When there was a word that says, if you are not from so and so place, you don't need to do one thing or the other. So how can we, come together? Except our leaders, the politicians, will bring us together. Do the needful. If not, my dear, let any law, they are the law makers and they are the law breakers. Because nothing is done. Nobody is brought to book.
All right, Mrs. Sunday. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing your thought. Appreciate it. Let's jump on another call. Good morning to you. That call us. I'm going to take another one. Nigeria Info, good morning to you. That's gone as well. Let's try this. Good morning to you. Good morning. I can hear you. I can hear myself.
Hello, good morning, Sheriff.
Good
My
morning
name
to
is
you.
Maureen.
Welcome, Maureen. Welcome.
I think this is a very beautiful idea because it's going to unite Nigeria perfectly. You know, my people say, Ebonye Bikona Wachi. That means wherever you live, you're going to occupy. And when you occupy a place, you won't want to occupy a place you live. Do you understand? It's going to create the mindset and the psychology that whatever I do here, well, I will benefit. If I do good, I benefit it. If I do bad, I'm gonna reap of it. So I think it's a very welcome idea. It's going to unite Nigeria perfectly. But for it to work, there has to be publicity.
Okay.
Because there is a lack of publicity in everything in this country. There is a lot of lasting in publicizing things that matter in this country.
Right.
For it to work, there has to be publicity.
But do you think the mind of an average Nigerian works this way? Do you think the mind of an average Nigerian is seeing itself, or the guy seeing himself, or the lady seeing herself as a Nigerian, but not as a Yoruba man or an Igbo man or an Efik person? Do you get what I'm saying? Like, right now, the average mindset of a Nigerian, what does it speak to him or her on a daily basis? Is it that I'm a Nigerian or I'm a Yoruba man?
I think something has created that mentality, this unity. I'm Igbo, I'm Yoruba. But this particular issue, this particular matter will change the whole narrative. Do you understand? Of course, Nigerians have decided, there is this selfishness, there is no unity. Right now, there is no unity in Nigeria. But when you bring, there is something I did when my nephews were having issues when they were growing up.
Right.
You know, I brought this idea of giving them the story of Cain and Abel. Do you understand? But at that age, I knew it was going to sink. Then at a point, they started dragging, no, I'm not Abel. I'm not Cain, I'm Abel. I'm not Cain, I'm Abel. Do you understand? So everybody was trying to,
go to the right side.
Go to the right so that I won't be called Cain.
Right.
Do you understand?
Right.
So it has to do with publicity. Gradually, it will begin to sink. Okay, I live in Lagos. I must align with the rules and regulation of Lagos.
Right.
You understand?
Right.
Wherever I live, I occupy. Occupying a place means doing everything possible to make sure that things work wherever you live. That you won't be called
an outsider.
Do you understand?
Right.
It will work.
Right.
We have to take it.
All right. Thank you for speaking to me. Let's go to YouTube. We have comments pouring in on there. Mazi, okay, you know what? Let me speak with Mazi. After Mazi, then we'll go to YouTube. Mazi, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Sherry.
Good morning to you.
Thank you so much, Sherry. That is a perfect message. Perfect. As I said, it's when I'm a teenager. At before we switch to learn.
Mazi, I'm really sorry. You know what? Go on, Mazi. Go on.
Okay, sir. I started it and I put it on record 2021 at Agoda Modern Market. It's still with me now. I said only thing to solve problem is togetherness. No more tribe is Nigeria. They call me Nigeria for Sulere. That's it. Because it's 1618.
Yeah.
I mean, at 1658. Okay? So, and when I come out to outside people, I told them only thing to solve problem is this. That's together. Thank you, this guy. Radio mouse. Speak my mind.
The radio mouse that I called earlier. Okay.
Yeah, are we going to power ourselves? This cupboard and the hot water to write fast. Are we done? Huh? Just write yourself. Put yourself in order things work better in Nigeria. Keep travel. No more. Now.
But how do you think this will correct that mindset, Mazi?
Individually, I've done that on my own. That's why I know how sweet it's going to be.
Okay.
I don't want to. I want government to go do anybody, but I've done that. And today I'm in a good state. And I live with Yorubas, outside Igbos, both from Lagos to this place. So please, if we don't do this, I mean, we'll keep disturbing ourselves. Individuals can have that sense of service. Maybe something their children will not do this, that. But anything more than nationality of one. So thank Osibanjo for perfect message, please. That's gospel truth. And if we don't do it, come on,
Mazi.
I don't know where we're going, my brother.
Mazi, thank you. Thank you for calling me. Appreciate it. Mazi called during the headlines and he wanted to speak to this. I'm glad that he was able to get through and he shared his thought on this conversation. We have about less than a minute before our break, so let's quickly go take some comments as we prepare for our first break this hour. Adewale Ogun says that the notion of state of indigene cannot be abandoned in the context of benefiting from the resources of the state, regardless of ethnic origin, long residence, sort of domicile, you know, tests can be applied. So Adewale is saying that, yes, we can put some criteria together and say, okay, so if you've stayed in this place for so years, then you can contest for this. You can have access to this. So you can have some kind of certificate of residence, you know, like the way they do abroad when they give you permanent residence, that kind of thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, that's what Adewale is talking about here. So, you know what? Let's go to break. Our break is here. When we return, Lagos will talk some more. Stay with me. So we're back on the crossfire this morning. 8:36 is the time. You're welcome. If you're just tuning in, you're most welcome. We're most welcome. Let's continue with our conversation. But then we have comments waiting for us. We're going to start our comments this time. We need to take this comment. I'm really sorry. We just have to. So let's start from this one here. And it reads, I'm not sure it will work or made any change. We are Nigerians and it didn't work. Reason, we are so much divided. Religiously, language, customary, traditionally, even mentally, we are still divided. For me, the best is the country to go part ways. That's Daniel who sent that in. Now, if you're wondering, I'm really sorry. If you're wondering what we're talking about. So we're talking about the proposition made or put forward by Vice President Yemi Osinbajo, you know, that perhaps it's better to expunge the argument or the entry that says state of origin or certificate of origin from our documentation and replace it with either, you know, certificate of residence or certificate of birth. That way everybody can have equal opportunities wherever they reside, wherever they stay. And we're saying that, you know, how will this work? What can we do to make it work if it's not going to work? If it's going to take some time, let's know. What are your, do you have concerns about this? If you have, what are these concerns? You have no concern? Tell us why you don't have any concern. So Clovis is in satellite and Clovis says, as good as this sounds, Professor Osinbajo had 8 whole years, but that's not the point. So I'm going to stop there. Even if he says it now, even if he has said it 8 years ago, it doesn't mean that it's still going to come to fruition if it's not going to happen. So that's not the point, really. Like I said earlier in the morning, leave the messenger. Focus. Daniel Adiku says, this shows you are a Nigerian. This promotes merit systems. I don't understand that part. Oh, yeah. It says, good morning. The idea of oneness is good. I will suggest that when feeling forms, For our various businesses, schools, churches, in a national ID card, we use nationality to cancel state of origin. Now, this shows you are in Nigeria, and this promotes merit system. Discrimination, separation comes if state comes in when we see ourselves in foreign land. We are Nigerians. It can be done here if we know that we are one Nigeria. Daniel Adiku from Olodi, thank you for sharing that thought. Let's take another one here from Abdul Jabbar from Ikorodu, who says, it's a long one, he says, it's a good move, but to me, it can only work regionally because our names already differentiate us, which invariably create that stigma and differences. It must start from naming, then educational cleansing, which will go a long way, helping to integrate us. It's so deep in our system that it will be very difficult, but it has to start regionally. Now, history will be written, our background will be eradicated, though I'm against it because it's negative. It's negative is more than positive. Some states will be eroded beyond recognition, and some states will be abandoned totally. Abdul Jabbar from Ikorodu sent that in. Abdul Jabbar, your concerns are noted. But let's see if we can get someone to say something about your concerns. Yeah, let me abdicate that role. Let's have somebody. Hopefully, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Please turn off your radio. Good morning.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Yes, please.
How was your night?
It was okay, thank you.
You know what I love most, eh?
Ayana, tell me.
You see that laugh when you with Uncle Jimmy, they laugh. Once you now start like this, it's like you have made all my day.
Oh.
I tell you the truth. God bless both of you.
And you too.
You see this talk where VP talks to?
Yeah.
I'm the support. If we say it's not going to work, that means we have problem on our own.
Hmm.
It's not really the politicians separating us.
Hmm.
That is how I see it.
Okay.
Because me, I'm from Edo State.
Okay.
You know, since I come to Lagos, I don't have any Edo friends.
Hmm.
So I don't want us to go pathway because I love my Igbo, I love my Yoruba, I love my Hausa.
Hmm.
I love everybody.
Okay.
As God loves us.
Okay.
So if we walk, I love it.
Hmm.
I love it. God bless him for that walk.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joy. Thanks for calling me. On YouTube, IK Daniel says, forget it. Ethnicity, religion, language won't allow that to happen. That's IK Daniel, I think, on YouTube sent that in. Let's speak with Femi. Femi is on the line. Femi, hi. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Mr. Sherry.
Good morning to you.
My own contribution today is on this topic, and I think the thing can work if only leaders, politicians, will make it work.
Mm.
For example, in Lagos, other people from other tribes, I think in Lagos State, other people from other tribes are employed into the civil service of state.
Mm-hmm.
They are given appointments.
Mm-hmm.
That gives them what? Belonging to that state. Let other states, there are Yorubas living in Igbo land.
Mm.
There are Igbo people living in Hausa land.
Mm.
When they start appointing other tribes into their civil service, into their appointment, that gives people confidence.
Mm.
More so, let them develop their states to make it attractive.
Make it viable.
So my son can leave Lagos and say he wants to go and live in Oka.
Anywhere they want to.
Anywhere they want to live.
Hmm.
Because they believe that they will be
They will still prosper.
Accepted.
Yeah.
Hmm. So that's just the problem.
Yeah.
Let the leader, it is not about orientation or no orientation.
Okay.
Let all of us be ourselves citizens of wherever we live. And then give people.
But do you think this documentation would aid that? Will it support that? Will it help
it
that?
It will aid it if there's conscious attempt to employ, to make an inclusive government in various states. It is not that because you're not. I cannot. Listen, my brother.
Yeah.
I have a cousin who was with NITEL in the 80s.
Okay.
His wife could not get a shop in Aba. For over 7 years.
Oh, my word.
Because she's a Yoruba woman. Quote me. Now my brother lives in Omungashi. So why don't make people to say, and you come to other states, you enjoy yourself, you don't say you want to occupy that state. So that will bring, you see, I will always say something. Don't deal with the the effects of anything. Deal with the cause. What is the cause? So if a leader will make people from other states feel belonging, given that Yoruba people that are PDP in the southeastern states, which one of them has been given an appointment? So that is just the thing.
All right. All right.
Make everybody enjoy wherever it stays. Believing that I can get to anywhere.
Anywhere of your career.
And that's it.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Femi, for calling me. Esther is on the line. After Esther, we'll go to Facebook. Esther, hi. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I want to talk on this proposed proposition of the vice president.
Yes, please.
Please, I think we the citizens, will need clarity on what the certificate of residence is. Because when we know, then the argument on whether it is going to work, it's not going to work.
Right.
By then, we'll be able to know the advantages or the disadvantages. Like some of us that we've been born here, we've lived over many years, we're even having children here.
Right.
So what does it, because to some people, it seems like maybe claiming citizenship of a particular tribe or something. And what about when people move? Because there's every possibility for somebody to move at any time.
Right. Esther, thank you.
What certificate will the person present again to the new environment the person is moving into?
The best
thing is whatever that is going to work for us, whenever you move to any part of the country. Because I know some of my classmates
Esther, I really have to go now. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm really sorry. I really have to go now. Lagos, this is where we'll wrap up our conversation on that proposition by the VP, all right? Because I have some guests in the studio and we have another conversation for you. You need to stick around for that one. Stay with us.
Our website, nigeriainfo.fm, is a trusted platform for more intellectual, trending and exclusive stories with up-to-date analysis. We are not just the talk station of the nation. We are your number one talk station. Join the league of fans consuming great news at www.nigeriainfo.fm and get rewarded for your time. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. Out of the conversation.
It's great conversation all day on
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. This is The League.